Mesechet Abadazar Perek Dalet Mishnah Chet. Lo chen das v'uta min agoy. Apo pishu noito b'yodo. But no sein l'tapuach. You could buy a wine press from a guy, even though there are grapes there that he had picked up after he had pressed them and put them in the tapuach. Tapuach is the place where the grapes are put after they are pressed. Even though there's juice coming out from the grapes, and the guy touched that juice would not become other, would not be considered yayin nesach. Ve'eno nasa yayin nesach hachayer labor. Yayin cannot become yayin nesach until it flows into the pit, and after the grapes are pressed, the wine flows down into a pit, and only once they are in the pit, if the guy would touch them there, would the yayin become yayin nesach. Yara labor, if the yayin already flowed into the pit, masha labor asur ba'ashar mutter. If the guy touched the yayin inside the pit, that would become usher, that would be yayin nesach. But the rest of the wine, even though it is flowing towards the pit, if the guy touched it there, it would not become usher. Only if the guy touched the yayin in the pit, would the yayin become yayin nesach. You can help a guy press his grapes in his wine press, even if you're getting paid for it. And even though when a guy touches yayin, it becomes yayin nesach, and yayin nesach is usher v'ana. Ain't not allowed to make money for something that's asur b'ana. Even so, it's mutter. And the yayin cannot become yayin nesach yet until it flows into the pour, like we saw in the previous Mishnah. So since it's not yet yayin nesach, you can help him press it, but you cannot help a guy harvest grapes. The reason being is that the wine press of the guy is tame, and when he harvests the grapes, he puts them in the wine press, he's being metame the grapes. And this kind of holds asur ligrom tuma lechulin b'Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to be metame food in Eretz Yisrael, even if the food is chulin, it's not truma or kachin. Therefore, you cannot help the guy harvest the grapes, since you're helping him be metame the grapes. Yisrael shu osa betuma lo dorchen v'lo botrim ima. Yisrael, that he presses his wine betuma, his wine press is tame. You're not allowed to help him press the grapes, nor harvest the grapes, because you're not allowed to help him do an aver, since you're not allowed to be metame food in Eretz Yisrael. Now, even though the grapes become tame already before you press them, so why can't you help the Yisrael press the grapes? Because by that time, since they're already tame, you're not helping him be metame the grapes. The answer is that the betzira, the harvesting, and the dricha, the pressing, is considered one big malacha. So just like you're not allowed to help him harvest, so too, you're not allowed to help him press the grapes. You could help him bring empty barrels to the wine press. You can also help him bring back from the wine press barrels full of wine, and this is considered a separate malacha to bring back the barrels from the wine press, so therefore that would be mutter. And the wine had already become tummy previously, you're not helping him be metame the wine. Nachtom shu osa betuma. A baker that bakes his bread betuma, his metame the bread, lo lashin v'lo lo orchin imo. You're not allowed to help the baker knead the bread, nor roll the dough. And since he's doing an aver by being metame the bread, you cannot help him do this avera. Now, even though the bread already became tame at the time it was kneaded, so why can't you help him do the aricha to roll the dough, as you're not helping him be metame, it's already tame? The answer is, the lisha and the aricha is considered one big malacha, and just like you cannot help him do the lisha, so too you cannot help him do the aricha. Abu malichin imo taku palter. You could help him bring the bread after it is baked to the person who sells the bread, as this is considered a separate malacha, and since the bread had already become tame previously, you're not helping him be metame the bread.